So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. That is Paul in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verses 17 and 18.
Dear Lord, thank you for softening my heart. Through the trials and tribulations that you send, you have made me so sensitive to your will, and you filled my heart with your holy light. You've blessed me by pouring your Holy Spirit upon me and reviving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Have you ever caught yourself saying, "Well, that's not such a bad thing to do. Brother so-and-so does it." Think about it. We do not measure ourselves by anyone else's walk in Christ or by the world. Our pattern is Christ. What did Paul say? He said, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Don't compare yourselves to men. Compare yourselves to the only one, Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God. If you compare yourself to anything less, my friend, you will fall short. But as long as you're comparing yourself to Jesus, you may never get there, but you won't fall short of the expectations of God.
Today's action. During your prayer time, remember to thank the Lord for your soft heart. Today's treasure is found in Acts 11:24. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord that day.
Go through the scriptures today and do a study on the word hard or hardening, and compare it with hardening and hearts, and you will find that God's very plain and clear that he only puts up with so much. And then he hardens hearts, he deafens ears, he blinds eyes. As it says in Isaiah, at least they hear, and at least they see, and at least their hearts comprehend, and they turn to me and are healed. Think about it, my friend, where are you? If you're comparing yourself to someone else, you're not going to have a revival in your life. You want a revival in your life? Get on your face and admit you're nothing and no one. As a man after God's own heart once said, the Lord loves a humble and contrite heart.